Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea with your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E.
Hey, lovelies. Thank you for joining me on Talk the Tea with E. Tonight, I have a special guest with me. Amazing.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast.
We had a special request the other day by our daughter, Brittany, and she wanted us to actually give our perspective on the Jada and Will Smith and the August Alsina rumors. So let's jump into this. So if you guys don't know what's going on, I'm going to go ahead and quickly do a recap. In an interview that was published, the 27-year-old August Alsina, he addressed the long-standing rumors about the alleged relationship with him and Jada Smith, who is 48. So at the time, he was 23 and she was 44. So in the interview, August said that he totally gave himself to the relationship between him and Jada for years. He also said that he was truly, deeply in love with her, and he had a lot of love for her. He went on to say that he devoted himself to their relationship, and he basically just gave himself all to her. He also said that he had a conversation with Will Smith, that Will Smith actually gave them his blessing for them to have a relationship. So after August did the taping, Jada went on to tweet, and she basically just said that some healing needed to be done. I'm not sure if she was talking about with her or she was talking about with him. So Jada decided to bring some light to the situation by bringing herself to her own round table and opening up with her husband, Will. Now, Shelly and I, we have both watched the video more than once. And as a married couple, you know, when you hear about certain situations that others that are married are going through, we sometimes have discussions about them. So we like to know what the other basically thinks about this situation. So before I get into the roundtable, why did August bring up the relationship that he and Jada had 4 years ago? Well, I actually got the answer for you. So in an interview that he had, he stated that he's not okay with his character being questioned. He said that he does not like drama, and there were so many people side-eyeing him. So he had to speak the truth. August always said, he also said that he was losing money, he was losing friends, and relationships behind the situation. And he believes that it's because people don't know the truth. He said that after Will Smith gave him his true blessing, he gave himself fully to the relationship between him and Jada. He said that walking away from their relationship, it really butchered him. So I think we can say that he really, really did love her. He was younger than her, and he was in a relationship with an older woman. Jada brought the subject up and dressed it up very pretty by saying that they were in an entanglement. Everyone thinks that that word is something that Tyler Perry made up, but it is a word that exists. So I looked up the word, the true definition of it. And in the dictionary, the word entanglement means a complicated or compromising relationship or situation. So as a married woman in the type of relationship Jada said that she had with August, I can understand why she used that word. It's certainly more prettier than saying that we were in a relationship or we were in an affair or we were in a sexual relationship, especially while you're already married. So if you watched the video, you saw that Jada took her time trying to dress up the entanglement that she had with August. Will Smith was trying to be there in that moment with her until he finally asked her, "So what really happened, Jada?" He was not about to keep beating around the bush with her. Now, remember, August stated that Will Smith gave him his blessing to, or their blessing to pursue the relationship with Jada. So if you saw the roundtable, the look on Will's face showed that he knew nothing until August came out. And for two, I can't see him giving them his blessing without being, it was followed with, by a divorce. I can't see that happening. I don't see any married man doing that unless he and his wife are really about to end their marriage. So Jada began talking about how their family came in close contact with August. She said that he was sick and they were trying to help him. But then she began talking about her and Will had split, and that is when the entanglement began. I have to say that I felt so bad for Will, you know, just the look on his face. And that is when I had to say, once again, he knew nothing about that. As much as everyone wants to say that he did, just the look on his face, it stated that he knew nothing about it. Think about it. You bring a 20-something-year-old into your household and you try to help him, and you find out that he's screwing your wife. Flat out, that's what happened. I don't care how many people, you know, say that Jada and Will were separated, that was still his wife. No man wants to hear about another man, no matter the age, screwing his wife. So the day after we watched the tape, I had a chance to read some comments that people were saying. And one thing that really caught my attention was that Jada went on the air and confessed her relationship with August. And even though she did not say that they had sex, she didn't say that she slept with him. She didn't say that they had a relationship. My thing is, if Will was smart, he had her confession on air. And if that tape was to go to a judge, they surely would be able to read between the lines and see that she did have some type of relationship with August, a man other than her husband she had a relationship with. At the round table, the Smiths both said that they had separated and thought that their relationship was over. But what people fail to realize is that they were not legally separated, meaning they didn't go to court to get a legal separation. It was not on paper that they were separated. So me being a married person many times, I know the law on separation and divorce. But for the sake of argument, I wanted to get clear and true facts for you guys. So Thursday, I called two divorce lawyers, and both of them gave me the same answer. My question to them was, if you separated from your spouse but are not legally separated and you slept with someone else, is that considered adultery? The answer from both of them were yes. If a spouse sleeps with another person and they are not legally separated, because they are legally married, it is considered cheating, having an affair, committing adultery, however you want to put it. So at the end of their relationship, or I'm sorry, at the end of their conversation at the round table, Will Smith told Jada that he was going to get her back. That was something that my husband had said that he said, and I didn't catch that until I looked at it again. So there were so many speculations of how, you know, he was going to do that. And most of them said that he was going to cheat on her. Well, if you have followed the marriage of Will Smith and Jada Smith through their years, you would know that they have separated many a times and they have multiple partners through their marriage. at one point in the relationship, they actually had an open marriage. So I don't think cheating would have saved her in no shape or form. So yesterday, my cousin posted a picture of Will Smith, and it said, this man is so effing genius. He's a genius, basically. He got his wife to admit to having an affair to the world. So when he decides to divorce her, he won't have to give her a dime. Do I think he would divorce her? Truthfully, yeah. I honestly think that he will divorce her. So my reply was, I thought that I was the only one to peep that. The mind of someone who's already filed for a divorce is a petty genius. You heard him say that, I'm going to get you back, flat out. He meant that. So now I've been following Will Smith for a very long time, and I know that he's a very egotistical person. He has a very arrogant and petty character about himself. He's very straightforward with stuff, and he speaks his mind. So the fact that August said that he gave them his blessing, I'm very skeptical about that. So that is all I have to say about the situation. So right now I'm going to ask my husband, Mr. Van Zant, what do you think about this situation? When you saw the video, when you heard the situation, what did you think about it?
I think the whole situation, in a nutshell in itself, is bad. You got two people who are married, who were supposed to be in a marriage, and they both have probably already have had multiple partners in this marriage. They have had one time an open relationship in their marriage where, you know, anything goes. So her having a relationship with August Alsina is probably nothing different than Will Smith probably having a relationship with some other random girl that he had when he was doing his thing. So, I mean, at this point, they both were wrong. So what's the difference between now at this state of time or this point in time right now, what's the difference? He leave or she leave, they get divorced, he get divorced. It wouldn't make a difference. I mean, what's done is what's done. I mean, she was wrong, he was wrong. So at some point in time they gotta fix what they had broken, which was their marriage. And their marriage was probably been broken for a long time. Because he said they were both broken vessels when they came into the marriage in the beginning. You know, if you're a broken vessel and if she's a broken vessel or vice versa, y'all try to come into a marriage to make a marriage work, y'all both broken, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You know, you have to be able to fix what's broken before you find somebody else to try to help you fix what's broken.
So the other day you asked me a question, and you asked me, after 20 years of marriage, what would be different in a marriage that would make a marriage divorce or separate?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that you actually just answered. You know, when you come into a marriage and both of you are broken and not on the same page, it's really amazing that a couple would have even lasted as long as they have. But do you think that somewhere before this had even happened, their relationship went left somewhere, that they were having open relationships and they were, you know, having other types of sexual intercourse with someone else?
Probably. I mean, most of the time, probably what happened was they both was probably broken when they first entered into a relationship with each other. And it's hard trying to build a future and try to go into something that you think is going to work for somebody who's broken and you're trying to fix it. I've always said you can't fix a broken toy. You can't, you know, because it's difficult. And you're not equipped to do it. And you think, well, if I stay and I keep showing them I'm here for them and I keep showing them I'm here to be with them, it's going to help them. It don't help. It never helps. It only makes the situation worse. Because they don't know how to receive anything you're trying to help them with. They don't understand what you're trying to do to them. They think you just here. And most of the time you are just there. So like I said, their relationship was probably broken, been broken for a long time.
So the situation between, you know, between Jada and August, who was wrong? Who do you think was wrong?
I believe 90% of it was her, because she knew that she knew that whatever was wrong with him at the time, like they both said something was wrong with him, he was sick. Now, she knew that, and she never should have entered into an entanglement where she's trying to clean up and settle with him, because he wasn't well in his right mind himself, and neither was she. And whatever she was going through, and whatever happened between them, where Will Smith told her, said he was done with her, and they were broken up, she tried to use him to try to fix that, and that never works either. That always backfires in somebody's face. And more than likely, it backfired in her face, because it wasn't because of the age gap, but because she had already knew what was going on with him, with her. And so to him, it was, you know, this older lady, she's trying to help me, and, you know, we into this relationship. But to him, it was cool. But to her, I don't know if it was just a, you know, I'm trying to help him and trying to help myself by being with him or anything like that. But for him, it was probably more than what she thought it was.
I sometimes, you know, listening to this story, to me, it looks like that she used him because he was there. You know, would she have possibly slept with someone else? Possibly, yeah, but I think that he was easy access at that point. So do you think that Will gave his blessing for them to be in a relationship like August said that he did?
Probably not. He probably didn't. I mean, I don't know if it probably came up and, you know, while Will and Jada was separated, and he might have seen August Alsina out at some kind of red carpet affair, or seen him at some kind of somewhere, you know, where they go to, and he, you know, probably mentioned it to him, hey, and he probably said, you know, it's cool, whatever. Now that's what he said, that he thinks that that's what means by him giving me from his permission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably I can see that. Yeah. I mean, you know, he probably went to some kind of red carpet event, you know, or some kind of music award, and he probably seen they were taking some photos, and, you know, and he knew it hit the wheel, and Jada was separate. He probably went to him and gave him a pound and gave him a hug and told him, you know, man, you know, me and Jada, you know, we've been hanging out, we've been talking, man, and, you know, we've been close, and, you know, Will probably looked at him and said, man, you know, it's cool, man, whatever y'all doing, man. It's cool. You know, we done split up. I don't know what's going to happen between us, but, you know, it's cool. So he probably thought that it made in his head that he gave me his blessing by telling me that.
So if it happened like that, if, you know, just say for the sake of argument, they did meet out somewhere and, you know, August, you know, said those things to Will, and Will was like, man, it's cool or whatever. When you saw that round table, listening to Will and looking at his face, looking at his expression, you honestly think that he knew the whole thing?
I mean, he probably didn't know the whole thing. Probably just thought that, you know what I'm saying, the time, if that happened, he probably was just saying, you know, we just hanging out. We just cool, you know, we ain't nothing else going on. And more like it, Will was probably wasn't thinking that, you know, my wife who was going through some stuff, her and I split up, she having sex with a young boy who we already know is screwed up mentally himself right now. He probably wasn't thinking that. And that probably never even came across his mind.
Right. So we just got finished looking at a Netflix movie called, Fatal Affair with Omar Epps and Nia Long. And, you know, I, you know, looked on Facebook and I saw everybody, you know, their perspective about it. So this is a movie, I started watching it yesterday at work and then I stopped you know, because I wanted to watch it with Mr. Van Zandt, because when, like I said, when it comes to, you know, relationships and marriages and, you know, things like that, you know, I think that we have a lot to say about it because we've been married, you know, before, and we've been, you know, through a lot of things. So if you guys have not watched the movie, basically this movie is about Nia Long. You know, she was married. You know, she was in a marriage, and her and Omar Epps, they went to college together, but she didn't know that he was obsessed with her. And, you know, they went to dinner or they went for drinks, and they started to mess around in the bathroom, but then she stopped it. Well, through the movie, basically, you know, he stalked her. So I had asked Mr. Van Zandt, you know, at what point in the movie did he feel it went left? And he said,
it went left, to me, in my opinion, was her. Not to give away a lot of information in the movie for those who haven't watched it, but she was supposed to be having drinks with a friend of hers, a girlfriend of hers, and she invited him along because at the time her friend was single, she was married, and he was single. And so he showed up before they did, and when she got to the bar, her friend called her and said she couldn't make it. She used to like work. At that point, as a married woman, when she got the news that her girlfriend couldn't make it, and he showed up and said, hey, I got the table. What she should have did was she should have bowed out gracefully, and she should have said, my girlfriend at work, she's tied up. We're not going to, she's not going to make it. I have to go home. And so can we have a rain check?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she never should have allowed herself to sit down with a single man and have drinks with him, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when people drink, they get no check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and something was said and some things were said, and he took it as a means to, you telling me, you know, everything to go.
Right.
And so that's how he took it.
Because, you know, when she told him that, you know, she was married, she sort of kind of, you know, opened up another door to speak negative about her husband. And, you know, we were talking about it, and like Mr. Van Zandt said, one thing that us as married people, we sometimes do, we sometimes talk to single people about our married life. And I can agree, you know, with what he said. I think that that's something that as a married person, we definitely should not do, because, you know, I feel if you're single, how are you going to tell me anything about my married life or what my married, you know, relationship should be? You're talking from a single point of view. Even if you've been married before and you are divorced now, I still, you know, don't think that that's appropriate for someone single to give someone married advice. What do you think?
It's not. You know, I just want everybody to understand, and everybody that's listening, whether you're male or female, you're listening tonight, I need you to understand and pay attention. Marriage is not for the weak of heart. Marriage is every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between a marriage and being married. There's a big difference. I need for a lot of y'all to pay attention to the person that you're with and understand. They may not be the one for you for a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be the one for you. So you need to quit thinking at some point in time they're going to change and they're going to be the person that I need them to be or want them to be. I need you to understand and quit trying to be with people because of circumstances, because y'all have a child together. Y'all have made a child. This child is not going to bring you guys closer.
Mm-hmm.
This child, these kids or children or whatever you have, they're not going to help you. They're not going to be the link or the chain or the lock that's going to put a lock on things and make you guys better. It's not. It doesn't work. Some of y'all look around and some of y'all think, oh, he'll change or she'll change because we got kids. No, you're fooling yourself. And they say phase one is always denial.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all are in denial. You're fooling yourself to think that the person that you're laying next to is the person they're going to change at some point in time because I'll help them and I'll stand by them and I'll be like, no, it ain't happening like that. You need to understand that a lot of people just aren't made to be marriage material.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not made to be married or marriage material.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage is every day. Marriage is all day. Marriage is serious. Marriage is a commitment. And that commitment means you're either all in or you're all out.
Yeah.
If you're all in, you got to stay in. You can't check out because some of y'all are in relationships right now and y'all have checked out. So if you can't even be in a relationship with nobody, how you think you're going to be in a marriage with
them?
You can't even be in a relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend. That's not even working. A lot of y'all think it is. It ain't working. Marriage is all day, every day. You got to stay tuned in. You got to stay checked in. You can't check out.
Yeah.
You can't check out. If some of y'all are in a relationship, a lot of y'all have already checked out. And so if your boyfriend and girlfriend ain't working, what you think husband and wife is going to do?
Yeah, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I did the episode Married versus Marriage. And, you know, just to recap, it said that the definition of married is just basically the ceremony that leads up to being, you know, marriage, right? Being married and being marriage are two different things. When you're getting married, you're basically, you know, spending so much money on a big party to say, I do. But the real work begins after that, you know, and that's where, you know, you put in your sometimes 40% and sometimes 10%. You know, it doesn't mean that just because you guys, you know, disagree on something, you go your way and he goes his way. It doesn't work like that. When you are in a marriage, you're in it for better, for worse, thick to thin, ins and out, ups and downs, whatever. It doesn't mean that because Mr. Van Zandt made me mad this day, I'm not going to come home and I'm going to go, you know, get a hotel for 2 and 3 days. No, it means that we're going to sit down, we're going to talk about and discuss what got us to this point and figure out what we need to do to move on. You know, like I said before, both of us have been married before, but this is the first time that we both, and can you agree, the first time we both been in a marriage?
Yes.
You know, when you are in a marriage, I'm telling y'all, it is the true work of being together. You're not going to love each other every day. You're not going to like each other every day. You know, you're going to have your arguments. You're going to have your disagreements. But it's how you get through it that matters. You know, and, you know, I really didn't follow Will and Jada's whole marriage, but for them to have gotten to the point that they are at now, you know, for them to say that there have been many times through their marriage that they have separated, you know, and they have had open, you know, relationships, and I don't know what type of marriage that is.
It's not one. It's not a marriage. I think God is telling me, I'm not a preacher. I don't like to preach to people, but God is telling me that I have a voice, and there's something that I need to do, and he's telling me that I need to do this. So I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to listen to him, man. I'm going to say this. I want to ask my beautiful wife here if on our next podcast, maybe. Her and I have talked about this, and she knows about this. If her and I can do, or I can do, 10 words that begin with the letter L, that makes a marriage better.
Yeah, actually,
I'm gonna do that,
yeah.
and it's gonna be a little. It's gonna be a little. I'm gonna have to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get them together. I'm gonna write some stuff down, and I'm just gonna one night just on here. I'm just gonna go over and let you know, because years ago, my father, when he first got to Atlanta, Georgia, when he got out of the military, he finally retired. His pastor at the time in his church had a 4 o'clock sermon, and he sent me, when we used to have cassette decks, he sent me a cassette tape, and it was the 10 things of the makes of marriage that began with the letter L.
Mm-hmm.
And auditioned to it. And I don't know if I still have this cassette or not, but if I can't find it, I do know what the 10 words are. And I'm gonna let I'm gonna do it for people so they can understand that these 10 words makes a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes a marriage work. So maybe it can help somebody going into a marriage. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can help some folks that's already in a marriage. You know, it'd be a good thing for people to understand and know that, you know, these are the things that you need to have in a marriage. So it's 10 words.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had talked to Mr. Van Zandt about doing a 4-week marriage chronicle. You know, I think that we have a lot to give to those who, you know, are either looking to get married, you know, or are in a marriage or are already married, and, you know, they're somewhere where have lost their way. You know, I'm not saying that we know everything. You know, we've only been married 4 years, 4 and 5 years, but I think that, you know, with our past relationships and being where we are now, that we have enough experience to give our own advice. You know, no, we're not pastors, we're not preachers, but I think that God has given us a platform to help someone else. I sometimes tell people that Mr. Van Zandt, you know, he's not just my husband. You know, he is my partner. And I say partner because I can't do this marriage thing by myself. I need somebody to help me. And if you feel that you can do it by yourself, you're in the wrong area of marriage, because you can't do this by yourself. If you don't have someone that's side by side or that's leading you and you can trust them to lead you, then something is not right in your marriage. Something is just wrong. Something's not right. You know, so I just believe that, you know, us doing the four weeks of the Marriage Chronicles, and one of the episodes was actually the 10 L words that, you know, Shelly was talking about. I had never even heard of the 10 L's until, you know, he actually sat down and he broke it down to me, and I was like, dang, I was like, that's deep.
Yeah, it is. It's a helpful tool. You know, like I say, I'm not a person of a lot of words and big talking a lot of times. I'm pretty quiet and laid back a lot of times. That's just, you know, how I am. But, you know, there is a lot of things that I do, you know, have on my mind and things to say, and, you know, and a lot of times I don't say anything out of time, or you know, that's just, you know, this is me, but, you know, there's sometimes God leads me and tells me stuff, and sometimes wants me to kind of have a voice on things, you know. So, you know, like I said, I talk to my wife here, you know, a lot of times about them, and, you know, I think it's time for people to kind of, for me to kind of tell people about it, and, you know, hopefully it helps somebody.
It's really fascinating that I actually got, you know, Shelly, you know, on this episode. I remember when we were in church one day, and my mentor, Pastor Chris, came over to him, and she told him, you know, that it was time for him to use his voice, that God gave him a voice to use, and, you know, it's time for him to stand up and, you know, be the man of God that, you know, God is calling him to be. So I honestly, it's amazing that he actually not only wants to be on this show today, but he does want to do the 4 weeks of the Marriage Chronicle. So,
I mean, it ain't easy. I mean, a lot of people got to understand, you know, a lot of people don't want to be pushed, because they think, If you have somebody who's trying to push you, they're gonna walk you to the edge of a cliff. They're gonna go behind you. They're gonna take their foot and they're gonna stick it to your butt. They're gonna push you off the edge of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know in your heart that the person that you're with, they want to grab your hand. They want to walk with you, but they don't want to walk to the edge of the cliff. They want to keep walking,
mm-hmm.
and they want to keep walking with you. So that is something that I had to understand and learn that, you know, that my wife here, you know, she just wants to walk with me. That's all she wants to do. You know, she don't want to take me to the end of the end of the ledge and push me off. She wants us to get to the end of the ledge and together turn around and grab each other's hand and walk back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And keep walking, you know, because we've got a lot of more walking to do. So, you know, I understand a lot of people, it's hard to kind of open up and talk with somebody and talk with that person that you're with. But if you truly know that person has your back and has your best in your heart, then, you know, that person is the one that you need to talk to and get it all out and talk to them, you know, and understand that they're there, you know, to love you and you have to, you know, trust in you. You know, you have to trust in them, you know, enough that they won't look at you all negatively and, you know, they'll try to help you as best as they can. They just want to hold your hand and walk with you.
Yeah. And I, you know, just looking at the video of the round table, you know, I could tell that Will, he really was trying to be there for her, understand, you know, what she was talking about. But, you know, I also, you know, believe, like I said, that she was really beating around the bush. She didn't want to just come out and say, yes, you know, we did sleep together, or yes, we were in a relationship. I can't imagine as a wife sitting, you know, across the table from my husband and telling my husband, you know, yes, you know, I did have a relationship, or I did sleep with, you know, this man that we both brought into our household to help. I can't imagine how, as a wife, you had to present that to your husband. But like I said, I saw his face, and when I say that Will Smith turned so red, and he really tried to understand what she was saying, but when he was like, so what really happened, Jada? He was like, look, I understand you don't want to tell me, but I need to know flat out. You know, so if you can't talk to your spouse about whatever, whether it's good or bad, basically who can you talk to? You know, at the end of the day, when the round table was over, we don't know what happened. You know, but in that moment, we saw a marriage that needed to be fixed. It's something there that's not clicking in between them. And if they want their marriage to continue, they have to maybe go a little bit in the past to see what happened to get them to that point. That's what I feel. I don't think that they could just pick up right there.
They can. It's a lot of damage that has been done to break that marriage code, that stamp of approval. You know, a wise person told me, this wise person is, this wise person birthed me, gave me life. For a marriage to work, you got to have two things. And they told me you got to have communication and you have to have trust.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along the way, for Will and Jada Smith, they lost both of those. And I don't know, after 20 years of them being married, if finally you can pick up the pieces and piece this puzzle back together and look forward for another 20 years and fix what you broke already. Because at some point in time, a lot of their marriage was broke. And there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle. And it's going to take them an awful long time to fit these pieces back together.
Yeah.
You know, nobody says it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. It can be done.
Yeah.
With a lot of willingness, a lot of sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
a lot of trust, a lot of communication, a lot of love, a lot of everything. If they want to do it, it can be done. But it starts every day. It starts with everyday commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with everyday communication. It starts with trust. Every day it starts with a whole lot of stuff. It's almost like going back to being married again all over again.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the first 20 was bad. We're going to focus on these next 20.
Mm-hmm.
And this is day one of the next 20.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it's going to be for the next 20 from day one. You know, it can be done, you know, and they both have to forgive each other for any entanglements or transgressions or anything they've done. They both got to forgive each other, and they got to leave the past in the past,
yeah.
And they got to move forward. And if that's what they're going to do, they can't keep bringing it up all the time when somebody get mad.
Yeah.
They got to leave it where it is. They got to get together. They got to bury it,
mm-hmm.
And that's where they got to leave it.
Yeah. I think we both can agree that it's already hard when you're young getting married because you guys are you're not only learning about your spouse, but you're young and you're still learning about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I believe that it's harder when you're younger. And like he said, they were both broken when they came into their relationship together. So now you have two young, broke people trying to fit their puzzle pieces together to make a whole nother marriage over here work. You know, not saying that it can't be done, but it just takes more work and more effort, you know. So at the end of the day, it goes back to them having to be honest with one another and also trust the other that, okay, if he says that we can fix this, then let's do it. And if she says I'm willing to do it, then we're going to drop everything, you know, in the past and leave it there. Don't pick it back up. You can't throw it in his face that he did this and vice versa. You know, so I just pray that somewhere down the line, whether or not they fix their marriage, I hope that they fix themselves, you know, because now we have three individuals, not two, we have three individuals that are entangled in this mess, you know, that their feelings have gotten involved. And so I just hope and I pray for each and every one of them that, you know, they can get past this and, you know, their healing process begins. You know, so.
Yeah, in order for a lot of people to understand, in order for marriage to work, both of y'all can't be from the land of misfit toys.
What does that mean?
That means both of y'all coming into it can't be broken.
Yeah.
Y'all can't come from a place of abandonment, a place of anything that's going to stand in the way of you growing
mm-hmm.
and you seeing them grow. You know, y'all both got to come from a place to where you want to see the other person grow, they want to see you grow, and y'all can grow together. And when y'all grow together, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's natural, it's pure, you know, when y'all can grow together. You know, I can honestly say, going on 5 years with my wife here, that we have grown individually. She has grown into her own thing. I have grown into my own, but the most purest and the most beautiful thing in the world is that we have both grown together as husband and wife. I mean, you know, we still got a lot of things to keep moving and keep striving for and
mm-hmm.
keep going on and keep growing, but we will do it in time.
Yeah.
But up to this point, we have done it, and it has been natural. It has been beautiful. It has been pure, and that's probably the greatest thing in the world that you can ever experience with somebody is your growth, their growth.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all seeing each other grow. Both of y'all growing together.
Definitely.
As husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of y'all growing together. So, you know, we have grown, you know, and we have many leaps and bounds, a lot of ups and downs, and highs and lows, but, you know, we still growing. Marriage is every day.
One thing I had to understand that my husband is not the enemy, you know, and when you've gone through so much, you know, and you see yourself in a whole different relationship, you know, when you look back at everything you've gone through and you like, okay, here we go again, you know, I had to understand that this man didn't want to do anything but love me. You know, so I had to, you know, put my boxing gloves away because this was the last person that wanted to hurt me. You know, so I had to put the boxing gloves down and, you know, trust and believe that God was not going to put me
in danger. He wasn't going to put me, you know, in something that, you know, was going to hurt me again, you know. So I can honestly say that the, you know, past almost 5 years have been amazing. And every single day when I wake up and I think about, you know, who I'm waking up to, it's like, oh, my God, like, it's still like, wow, we're still learning each other and we're still, you know, learning what it means to have a healthy, you know, marriage. And I don't think that I would want to get off this roller coaster for anything in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm you know, I'm just going to be honest. I'm a different type of cat. That's just me. I jump out of a hole. I come out the bag all different.
Yes.
And that's just me. I am.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people know that about me. You know, I'm a different type of cat, but you know, I'm not gonna put you in no harm. I'm not gonna hurt you. I don't never wanna see, you know, nothing in people around me, in my family, my circle be hurt. I try to help you the best I can. You just got to understand me. I'm just a different type of cat. That's just me. And to understand that about me, and to really, really sit down and see that about me, and when you understand that, and you'll understand me more, and you'll understand to appreciate me more, me being me. Who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm totally different, and that's, to me, that's all right. Cause I try to stay in my own lane. I don't hurt nobody. I'm not trying to hurt folks. You know, I ain't trying to do none of that. You know, and you have some people who are like that. You know, I don't want to be in nobody's lane. You know, in nobody's way. You know, like, if you need my help, I can help you the best as I can. You know, you want to sit down and talk with me. I'm always here. My door is always open. We can sit down, we can rap all night, we can talk all night. But you gotta understand, at some point in time, I gotta cut the rap off. It's time to, you know, for you to do what you gotta do, and it's time that you gotta do, but people just need to understand me. You know, I'm, it's me.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Van Zandt is very unreadable. He's not the type of person that you can just look at him and you know what he's, you know, he's the type of person, he's quiet, you know, so you have to sit down and have a conversation with him. You know, people feel that Mr. Van Zandt is so mean, but he's really not mean. He just stays in his own lane, you know, and that's one thing that I really love about him. You know, he's definitely different than, you know, what I'm used to, but I thank God every single day for this man. You know, and I just love them. You're welcome. So, you know, just basically recapping the story, y'all. You know, we love Will and Jada, and basically we love August, and we're just praying for the healing of each and every one of them.
Yes.
You know, so we thank you guys so much for joining us on Talk to T with E. Thank you so much, Mr. Van Zandt, for, you know, just allowing me to pick your brain and, you know, sit here with me. And I cannot wait to do the 4 Marriage Chronicles with you. It's definitely going to be something different because, as y'all can see, he has something to say.
I'm already dreading, but the Lord said he's going to be with me. He wants me to do this. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it for y'all. I'm going to lay it out so y'all can understand. Like I said, I'm going to. Y'all better be ready because I'm coming to set the roof on fire. Be ready.
And I'm gonna sit in the passenger seat, and I'm gonna let Mr. Van Zandt drive the car them days. when I say that he's gonna come with the fire, y'all, you know, if it's something that y'all are really, really thinking that you're ready for marriage, join us for the 4 week of Marriage Chronicles. It's going to be wild. So I thank you guys for tuning in to Talk to T with E. Go ahead and push that like button, push that, you know, that share button. Someone, you know may need to really hear this. We have things to say. And also, Talk to T with E, you can now listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts as well. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I love you guys so, so very much. Have a very blessed evening. If not, you can do it.
For tuning in, you've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Hands to Heart Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on our show, make sure you email talkthetheawithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And remember to tune in every single week to get your dose of the tea. God bless each and every one of you, and good night.